A lot of those migrants in Lesbos hope to make it to other countries like Germany, which has been taking in large numbers of refugees over the past few years. And so no surprise then that the migrant issue has turned into a hot topic in Germany. Over the past couple of days, for example, German media have been reporting that some pilots have refused to take back refugees whose asylum applications have been rejected. The World's Shirin Jafari has been looking into this. Shirin, what's going on?
Here's what we know, Carol. Pilots from some of Germany's biggest airlines have been refusing to take back refugees to Afghanistan, and this is something that's been going on for at least a year. I contacted Lufthansa, which is the biggest airline in Germany, and they told me that there have been at least 222 instances where pilots have declined to take Afghan refugees back to Afghanistan.
And are they declining out of sympathy for the refugees or some other reason?
It's interesting because initially when the story came out, we thought that these pilots are doing this out of sympathy, which could be true. I mean, you know, Afghanistan is not a safe place, and some of these pilots may be feeling that they're playing a role in sending someone to a dangerous place. But that's not the whole story. The Lufthansa official told me that pilots also do this because of security reasons. A few years ago, he said two refugees died on Lufthansa flights. One case happened in 1999. That was when a Sudanese refugee resisted being deported. And so on the flight, he was bound to his chair and they put a helmet on his head. That was to stop him from hurting himself. In the end, they found him dead. He was suffocated.
That's unbelievable. That couldn't have been good for Lufthansa.
Yeah, actually, it got a lot of attention, that case. And in fact, Lufthansa changed its policy towards refugees and returning refugees to their countries. The policy now is that the pilot is the person who makes the decision on whether or not a passenger stays on a flight or not. In some of the recent cases, the pilots felt that if an Afghan refugee is being sent back to a place where they don't want to be sent back to, they might potentially pose a threat to themselves or to other passengers on the plane.
So it's a little bit more complicated. It's not just sympathy, but also concern about safety and et cetera. What do we know about these Afghans who are being deported?
I managed to reach one young man. His name is Ramin Mohabbat.
Ramin Mohabbat astam khabarnagari re danishgah Herat khandam.
He doesn't speak English, so we spoke in Dari. It's very close to the language I speak, Farsi. He told me that until just recently, he was one of the Afghans who faced deportation. He got a letter in the mail from the German government, and it said that he has 30 days to go back to Afghanistan. He's telling me here how shocked he was when he got the letter.
What's his story?
Ramin was a journalist back in Afghanistan, and he published a couple of stories that the Taliban weren't happy about, so they went after him. And after a while, he just didn't feel safe anymore, and he decided to leave Afghanistan, and he wanted to get to Europe. He went to several different countries before he finally landed in Germany. He told me that at one point in the journey, he saw death with his own eyes. He was on a boat from Turkey to Greece. And so finally he makes it to Germany, and then after 2 years of living in limbo, he gets a letter from the government that says he only has 30 days to leave and go back to Afghanistan.
So is he going to go back?
Ramin is one of the luckier ones. He's extremely sharp and dogged. He managed to come up with more evidence to show that his life is in danger in Afghanistan. And so finally, after a lot of back and forth, the German government agreed to let him stay.
So are the pilots going to continue to make the final decision about who they transport back?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like this is airline policy, and they get to decide who is going to fly on their aircraft or not. And it looks like this is going to continue. I was really curious. I wanted to ask Ramin what he would say if he got a chance to talk with one of these pilots. He's saying he's going to make them a big batch of saffron tea and offer them some Afghan sweets and pastries.
Fascinating story. The World's Shirin Jafari. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Carol.